This is Newsbreak.
The Civil Rights and Livelihood Watch, CRLW, recently released its 2014 report on involuntary psychiatric treatment. It shows that psychiatric abuse of healthy citizens has become a conventional way for the Chinese authorities to suppress people. The report says with abolishing the labor education system, psychiatric abuse has increased. The report summarizes first-hand interviews and studies of complaint materials. It concludes that psychiatric abuse is very serious in China even after enforcing the Mental Health Act in late 2012.
报告总结了第一手采访和投诉材料，结论说，尽管当局 2012年颁布实施了精神卫生法，但被精神病情况仍极为严重。
According to the report, last year, some petitioners and dissidents who had suffered for psychiatric abuse were sent to mental hospitals again for speaking out. New cases of abuse were also recorded. For example, psychiatric abuse increased significantly leading up to the National People's Congress, the Chinese People Political Consultative Conference, and the CCP's fourth plenary session.
报告指出，除了不少曾经被精神病的上访维权人士， 异议人士再次被关入了精神病院外，还出现了一些新的被精神病的案例，并且在人大政协两会前与十八届四中全会前，这种被精神病现象明显增多。The
report shows that cases of psychiatric abuse are linked mainly with the agencies for maintaining stability, including the police, government officials and offices, village caterers, and the Beijing liaison office. They directly kidnap petitioners and dissidents to mental hospitals without getting an agreement or signatures from either the individuals or their families.
报告显示，被精神病受害案例多数与维稳机构相联系，包括警察、政府官员和部门、村干部以及国务院信访办公室等。受害者大多被绑架、拘押、强制送入精神病院，不依法通过家属与本人签字同意。
The report says that victims of psychiatric abuse are tied up, beaten, shackled and handcuffed, force-fed medication and injections, and confined without freedom to go outside or meet with family. Victims need the stability agency's approval to be released and must also promise not to petition or expose the torture.
报告说，在精神病院里，被精神病受害者受到的治疗包括遭到捆绑、殴打、戴脚铐手镣、强迫吃药、打针、灌食、禁闭、不给放风、不给会见家人等，而他们出院则需要由维稳机构出面同意，并要求他们或家属必须保证不再上访，不对外揭露在精神病院受到的虐待等。
China's Mental Health Act says patients cannot be forced into mental hospitals unless they are severely ill or considered harmful. Yet, there are still healthy citizens being forcibly detained.
按照实施的精神卫生法，精神病患者需同时满足重症及危害两个条件，才能强制入院，否则就是违反了患者住院自愿原则。但至今仍有一些正常公民被关押在精神病院。
Liu Feiyu, director of CRLW, told Radio Free Asia, China still runs a system where power is above the law. They insist on stability above everything, and since stability is above all, including the law, the continuous psychiatric abuse is not surprising. To resolve the issue, the tyranny system has to be changed.
中国仍然是一个权比法大这么一个体制，特别是他目前讲究维稳，稳定压倒一切的情况下，既然稳定压倒一切，他就也可以压倒法治，这样被精神病现象继续发生就不奇怪了。要解决这个问题，必须改变专制体制。
CRLW has been registering 4 psychiatric abuse cases in China since 2010. Until now, thousands of cases have been documented. Victims were from all walks of society, such as officials, judges, university teachers, migrant workers, and ordinary employees. Most cases resulted from petitioning.
民生观察从2010年开始收集和登记被精神病者资料，至今已经收录了数千名被精神病者，范围涉及社会各个层面，包括中共党委书记、法官、大学教师、农民工、普通职工等。除少数因政治家庭原因外，多数因维权被送入精神病院。